Those who communicate well have a competitive advantage in their personal and professional lives. Of course, everyone communicates. Even if we try not to, it remains that we are, in one way or another, still communicating. The silent treatment that we may be attempting to give another person is still communicating that perhaps we are unhappy with the other person, or that we have nothing more to say on the matter. However, we are, indeed, still communicating. Communication manifests itself in a myriad of ways, but whether we intend to or not, it remains that we are still communicating. As we, the authors, say in this book, communication is irretrievable. That is, we cannot take words back once they are uttered. No matter how much we may wish we had not said them, they cannot be retrieved. We can feel badly that we said those words, but we cannot erase them or the possible hurt. The best we can do is apologize. We entitled this book, The Art of Communication, for a reason. The reason? Communication, if done well, is an art. It is an art that can be continually refined throughout our lifetime. The problem is, however, that it is too frequently engaged in without much thought. As we find with any art form, it can be seen or heard as refined and appealing, or it can cause one to wonder how or why it was put on display in a public place. In response to the possibility that the latter is what you are experiencing in your own communicative life, this book is divided into two components. One half of the chapters are written to present the more technical, or should we say, the more informational aspects of communication by Ray H. Hall, Ph.D. Every other chapter throughout the book describes in beautiful ways, by author Jim Stovall, how communication manifests itself in our daily lives. We hope that you enjoy this book and the art of communication that we are sharing with you. If read carefully and completely, it will give you a competitive edge in your personal and professional life. As Aristotle once said, a successful person is one who communicates well.